learning Tois Vesemi, Mir Maseches Bavakame, page 35, Daf Lamet Hei Amud Beis, second Tois Ves, Mimaydu Vas Nisim Bori Bubori. So the topic is our Mishnah, as the last Mishnah in this third Perek of this Masechet, is a typical case of not knowing what happened. So there are several examples to this, but let's take the first one. So one ox is purging another one, and then you see this picture, and suddenly you see them coming back, and the one who was pursued after is now damaged, is now hurt. So presumably it was the one who pursued. But it's not sure. He says, you cannot know. You cannot know. Because maybe it wasn't this ox, maybe it was just a rock somewhere on the road, and it got trampled on the rock, and somehow it got damaged by this rock. So you have really no right to claim a damage payment from me if you don't know what was the exact cause of the damage that was caused to your ox. Therefore, the ruling of the Mishnah is in all cases, if the one damaged party wants to get a payment, then he needs to bring a proof. Okay, so this is a famous rule. The one who wants to exact payment from the other or any kind of other money himself needs to bring a proof. But this rule is argued by Sumchus. And this is the first thing that is observed by the Gemara. Omar Rabbi Chiya bar Rabba, Zot Omeret, Cholkin Olav Chaveru Al Sumchus, De Omar, Mama Demeto Besofi Cholkin. Because Sumchus has his rule that if whenever you have money that you don't know who is the owner, or you know who is owner, you have any money, any kind of monetary doubts, like this one, you don't know this money, whom does it belong to? Maybe it's yours, who was the original owner, but maybe you have to pay it for damage payment. So Sumo says that it's a suffix, therefore it should be split into two. Okay, but the rabbi is telling us that a difference could be made based on their claims. You can have two different kinds of claim. You can have the Bori and the Shema. Our Mishnah, seemingly, is a typical example of a Shema. Bori is something which I claim, which I saw, or which I know in some other ways. For example, I know my ox. This is not the way how my ox usually behaves. I know I am working with oxen since 100 years, and I know how they behave even though I haven't seen them. So this could be tiny spory. So if you don't know that there is such a concept, then I think you're sure that our Mishnah is about Shema Veshema, is about both are claiming unsure things. The Gemara goes on to prove that indeed there is a possibility that it was Bori, and furthermore, it was indeed Bori, because we see this in the Mishnah's language, because the Mishnah says, Huzak, Zeimer, Shoyachizik, one says, it was your ox who caused the damage. No, because really there was a rock. Loi kiela. These words are redundant. So what do we learn this? Not this is true what you are saying now, that my ox was at fault. Rather, I know the truth, which seemed to imply that his claim is a bori, based on some background knowledge, just as I said before. So the Gemara goes on to prove that this seems to be Bori. But if you don't know how to read the Mishnah by these extra words, then you would assume that this is a typical case of Shema. Because you don't have, because the basic whole base of this thing is that you didn't see. This is the basic setup of this situation. I'm thinking about that. You maybe can say that there are two guys here, the two owners of the two oxen. But maybe one of them saw. Actually, it is possible that the hurt one, he says that he saw. I don't know if this is for sure. This is not like witnessing, because you cannot witness like in your own claim. I don't know of such a thing. Maybe you can bring somebody else. I don't know. I'm not sure. But if only the Nizak, only if the damaged one saw this case and not the damager, then this can maybe a Bori. Okay, maybe this can be a Bori Veshema case. But in a Bori Veshema case, it's also simple. Because he says, I saw. And he says, I'm not so sure that you saw. Okay, you didn't saw, but I saw. It's a stronger claim. By the way, I don't know the rule, because the Mishnah doesn't speak about such a rule. What's the case then? But I know that interesting thing about this Mishnah is that at first sight it looks like Shema Veshema, uncertain claim, and then Gemara goes on to prove that it's indeed a certain claim on both sides. They are both certain about this thing. Okay, it's interesting that they can be certain about this thing, but let's say they are. But then we are a problem. Because Simchus had an argument with the rabbis. Rabbi said, you have to bring the proof if you want to exact payment. Simchus said, no, you don't have to. You just get the half anyway. For sure, if you bring the proof, you get the whole money, but if you don't, then you get the half. Okay, so the question is now, is it independent of the fact of which type of claims there were? Certain or uncertain? Reason dictates that an uncertain claim should increase the suffix, the doubtful situation. Therefore, it's more reason to say for Simchus that it should be split into two when there are an uncertainty on both sides. And if there is no uncertainty, maybe Simchus says, okay, I agree. In such a situation, I agree to the rule of the rabbis that all the more so since one says, the original owner says that he's sure. And it seems not too nice that you exact money from somebody who has a claim that he is sure that his money, which he has now, belongs to him, which seems to be quite a strong claim. And if you don't, then the burden of the proof is on you, which seems to be a very strong claim. So now you see that it would be very, very interesting if Simchus said his rule even in such a case. But actually, this is what the Gemara is telling us. Says Rabbi Bar Abba Bar Mamal, the Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Omar Simchus afilu Bori Bori. Is it indeed true that he said his rule even in the case of Bori Bar Bori? Omar Lein Omar Simchus afilu Bori Bori. Yes, it is true. He is arguing in all cases about with rabbis, even in the case of Bori Bar Bori. Very interesting. Umimai, how so? How do you know that our how do you know at all that our Mishnah is like Bori Bar Bori? Okay. Very nice. Says the Taisves. Mimai the Maslisim Bori Bori. Okay, so where do we say such a thing? Our Mishnah is Bori Bar Bori. Did we say such a thing indeed? Our Mishnah is Bori Bar Bori. Really the opposite is true. We assumed our Mishnah is Shema Veshema. And it's very interesting that we even entertained the possibility that our Mishnah is bor- has a, any kind of bori claims with it, to it. And this was the first thing that we were thinking about. So it's very interesting. Good question. Imishum de omar sunchus bori bori. Hai numishum. Okay. In Taimar Veheka, I'm reading on the Master's in bori bori. Where do we say a Mishnah is bori bori? Imishum de omar sunchus bori bori. Sunku said, even Bori Bori, he said, he says his rule Cholkin. Okay. Imishum Leomar Sumus Bori Bori. Hi, Numishu, what is his reason to say so? They Layo Marsumus Bori Bori. Layo Yochaila Dak Degmi Mishnah. The Halukim. The Happy Motzile Ukmi by Bori Bori. Udivri Hakoil. Yes, because if you don't assume our Mishnah to have Bori Ubori, then, by the way, you have no problems at all to start at all. So, this was the original conclusion of Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, that our Mishnah is about, okay, that Sunchus is arguing on his friends, is arguing with the rabbis, and even in the case of Bori Ubori, and he wants to deduce it from our Mishnah. Okay, so let's assume our Mishnah is not the case of Bori Bori. Then you have Sunchus arguing about the rabbis in Shema Veshema. Okay, is it not enough for you? Why is it not enough for you? Sunchus is arguing on the rabbis in the case of Shema Veshema. Very nice argument. Seems like Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba wants to assume Sunchus arguing with the rabbis even in the case across the board, even in the case of Bori Bori. And furthermore, he wants to say our Mishnah is Bori Ubori. Imishum de Marsum was Bori Ubori, Hainu Mishum. De Layo Marsum was Bori Ubori, Layo Yochai Ledaktik Mishnah, De Halukim. De Halukim. De Hebe Motzi. It's very interesting because it seems to answering his own question. After this, he is answering again. But let's try it. Imishum de Marsum was Bori Bori Hainu Mishum. If it is the case that Sunchus says Bori 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 Hainu Mishum Loyomar Sunchus Bori Bori. No, it cannot be. It cannot be that Sunchus says Bori Bori because he doesn't say Bori Bori. It's wrong punctuation. Mishum Demar Sunchus Bori Bori Hainu Mishum. Loyomar Sunchus Bori Bori. Yes, he must have said Bori Bori because he wouldn't if he doesn't say like Bori Bori. Then we can say our Mishnah is like Shema Veshema, and then Havei Matzile Ukmei Bori Bori, Havei Matzile Ukmei Bori Bori, Vedivri Hakoyim. Ah, yes. If someone is not arguing, then you cannot deduce. Okay. I will don't follow, but let's see the answer maybe after this. V'yesh Leimar Lehachi Kiyomar. How do you know that our Mishnah is possible to learn at all? Ayre is to learn something from it. Bebori bebori. Dilma bebori veshema tafke. Ah, maybe it's bori veshema. Ah, new possibility. Bori veshema. This we didn't think about so far. Bori veshema. How do you know that our Mishnah is Bori Bori? Maybe our Mishnah is Bori Hashem. Dafke. Ayreki deyam rinam besamuch. The Reisha dom yada seifa. Yes, and this was at the end, the end result of the Gemara. That there is Bori Hashem, Shema Bori. I tell you the interesting thing in Gemara. Gemara, Mishnah lists several cases. And one part it says it's Bori Veshema, other it says the Shema Bori. The difference is who says what, Mazik or Nizak. And he says not so much of a big difference, and Mishnah doesn't have to speak it out for us to know that one is Bori Veshema, Shema Bori. If you have other ways to deduce these facts, then you don't need the Mishnah to speak it out for you. Which is not so in the case of Bori Bori, Shema Shema, which is already too much of a big difference. Bori Bori Shem Shema. It's not possible that in the same Mishnah it doesn't speak out and one part is speaking about Bori Bori, others speak Shema Shema. It's not possible. Okay. So this is the suggestion later on. And it says it can be even now. We might have a sneezy matzila yirei kolay b'bori bori. How do you know it has to speak about bori bori? Dirma b'bori shema dafke. Maybe it's bori bori shema. But it's bori bori shema. Usually you can assume case of bori bori shema, bori bori shema bori adif. If you have no other things, if you have no other, but now you do. If you have nothing against this basic principle, Bori Veshema Bori Adif. One is claiming certainly, other is claiming uncertainly. Then you give in to the one who says for sure. And this is true if you have nothing opposing. But here you may have something opposing, which is the Chazaka of the... The money is currently is by the one who caused the damage supposedly. So generally he has to bring a raya. So it's not so sure that a claim of certain, I'm so sure that you did it. I'm not so sure, but you have to bring the proof. So in such a case it's not so sure. But in the opposite it's in the opposite case there is no need at all for Bori Bashema, by the way. Because the opposite case you already have, Hamaisi Mechavi, right? So if he says, maybe your ox did, no, I'm sure that my ox didn't, and furthermore, you must be improved. So this case is not interesting at all. Okay. Bori Bori, Dilma Bori Bashema, Dafkaire, Kidyom Rimel Somuch, the Reisha Dumya de Seifa. We said that if one is Bori Meshema, the other is Shema Bori, then you still can say that this is still could be called similar. Diketane ze oimer, and this is what we learn. Okay, diketane ze oimer loiki. Ve'afal gav the perek kame deksives. Okay, diketane ze oimer. Loiki. So this is what we brought proof from the Mishnah to the fact that one is said Bori. So who was the one who said Bori? Interestingly enough, the one Loiki al Besalaloka. The Mazik was the one. The Mazik was the one who said for sure. And this was the proof of the Gemara. Tosfos goes on to question the fact of Loiki. Is it really so good of a proof? I don't know what is being done with original question of Tosfos, but I promise you, Blineder, we are going to speak about it later on. Next question of Tosfos is, what is this proof of Loiki? It says, Ve'afal gav de v'perakam dekseves tantnan ve'hu emir loiki elo ad shela yirastichan enasto. Similar claims. One is betrothing, marrying a woman, and the woman is not found virgin. And he says, maybe I don't want to pay for you the ksuba, because this was not what I wanted. But then he says, yes, there was improper conduct, I was forcefully taken away, but this was already after you have betrothed me. Therefore it's your problem. Because you married me on the assumption that I am virgin. And when you did, I actually was. And after that what happened, it's your problem. It's similar to a case when your field was overflowed by water. This example is not what I am making up. This is the example of the Mishnah, which was said over there. And over there, the very same terminology is being used, loy ki. I think here is a side question, of practical side question. When you have a case in Beis Din, Could you use such reasonings? Could you say that one guy said this language of Loiki, and now I know that his claim is for sure? I don't know. Maybe you can learn this from here. Maybe you should ask again. Are you sure that this happened so, or are you just making assumptions here? Okay, maybe this is a safer way. Okay, so the Loiki is not being used over there in Xivas to draw such conclusions as we draw here. And it might seem inconsistency in the Gemara that the Mishnah said Loiki, Loiki in both places, and in one case the Gemara draws a conclusion of Bori, in the other case it doesn't. So what's the difference? Maybe other differences plays a role in the background. And also, the who emir loiki elo achelayerastich nenasto. Sorry, loiki elo achelayerastich nenasto. This is the claim of the husband. And now it's bori v'shema, because the wife is sure. The wife knows what she speaks about because it happened all to her. But the husband is charging against her, and he doesn't know what happened because it didn't happen with her, didn't happen with him, rather with her. So his claim is a Shema. And what you find, so you know already without looking at the words, you know already the situation, who is Bori and who is Shema. And you see that in the Mishnah, it's just the opposite logic you find. So maybe you can assume that you cannot even draw a conclusion, which is very similar to the thing that we saw when we read the Mishnah, our Mishnah, for the first time. That we thought that typically such claims are Shema v'Shema, and it says Loiki. Oh, it says Loiki, then it must be Bori. No, it doesn't have to be Bori, because there are other ways for the owners to know other facts about his ox. So now we're back again here at the same question. Loiki looks in the Mishnah like Shema, because this is the claim of the husband, and the husband doesn't know anything about it because he was not involved over there. Who oimer? He says Loiki elo ad shelo yirastich anenasto. Therefore my buying you, my marrying you, was was false precepts, false pretenses. Umuka chosom dehainu shema. Yes, and just as I said to you now, in a similar fashion over there, it says that it's a shema. It's an uncertain claim of the husband. Awesome. What's the difference over there in the case of the husband and the wife? Leika lemite she'en habal rogin leida. It's no possibility to meet a, what is meet a, to fool them by claiming such thing. So even if the husband says this, the purpose of the husband was not to fool the judges, because the judges know very well that it's not usual that the husband knows about such things, and this is exactly why he came into Beis Din, to know something about this issue. She'ein abar rogileda, aval hoche I b'shema aire, loy havela mesne loyki. But in our case, where there is a possibility, as I said in the beginning, of Bori, then the Mishnah then the words of the Mishnah already have their weight to draw the conclusion that it's a case of Bori. It wouldn't have taught in our Mishnah Loiki Kevan de Ikala Mite, because there is a possibility to meet A. What is to meet A? To fool the judges. And he doesn't want, we don't assume in a Mishnah that speaking about speaking about a party who wants to fool the judges, I think this is the meaning of ikalemite, because they maybe tos is a failure in judgment. Mitei is doing them to do this, making them to do this, is activating the judges to do this. This is misleading the judges. So we don't assume that if Loiki seems to be misleading the judges, the judges won't be misleaded in a case when there is no place to say Bori. But now the judges will say, yes, it's Bori. It's something similar that I said already about asking them again. Maybe they have reasons not to ask him again. I told to you that the easiest thing to do here is you just have to ask him again. Is it a certain claim or an uncertain claim? In some form, judges can ask them. Here, it looks like maybe it's not so good idea. Maybe in certain situations, you don't want to ask them. Maybe you can't ask them. Maybe they are not here. Maybe they cannot say once again and once again. Maybe they already rethink their points. So it seems to be to me, that you draw conclusions in a practical case of their words, of Loiki, because here it also drew conclusions, and it says, now it has a reason that it was ikalemite, it was some type of misleading for religion. So now, let's see from this part, this perspective, the beginning of the Mishnah again. So let's see the problem. What was the problem? Or was there any problem? And how can it be answered with the tools that we've just got here? So the simplest way to understand maybe the whole basic was this. The basic thing we start with was we saw the Mishnah, and the Mishnah is a Bori. There's a Bori claim in our Mishnah. Loiki. Since we see Loiki, we are not being misleaded by the fact that in Ksubas it doesn't mean anything, but here it does, because there is Ikalamite, and over there is a Leikalamite. Therefore, our Mishnah must be Bori. And I think that this is the main point of Tosfos. If Sumchus is not arguing the rabbis in Bori with Bori, then you have no source that Sumchus argues with the rabbis at all in any case. Yes, this is interesting. Because what's the primary source for this? Our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is the Mishnah where the Gemara says, Zosomeres, this means, rabbis are arguing with Sumchus. How do we know? From this Mishnah. But this Mishnah is a case of Bori Bori. And if this Mishnah is a Bori Bori, this is the only source. This is the source for in the Mishnah that. So you don't have a Mishnah about this. Sumchus says, Rabbi says, they are arguing. No such source in Mishnah. Throughout the Mishnah, you don't find anything. Only thing you find is here. And what a fortune, what luck. Unlucky, this Mishnah is also Bori Bori. So, if you want to say that rabbis are arguing Sumchus, the way to know this, if you don't know if Sumchus says this Afilu Bori Bori, then you're stuck. Shema v'shema, you cannot know. Maybe even the rabbis say in Shema v'shema case. In a Shema v'shema case, maybe even the rabbis say Cholkin. Okay, this could be. Bori Bori, even Sumchus admits to the rabbis that. Moitzi mechavi roi? In a Shema v'shema case, even the rabbis admit to Sumchus. So no point of argument. Only point of argument, here, Bori Bori. This Mishnah seems to be very over. And then you need already, if Sumchus is claiming his claim in Borim Bar Yisbel, and therefore this is what you are missing here. This is the last point of information that you need in order to prove from our Mishnah that Chavarav Chalkin Alav Al Sumchus. The rabbis are arguing with Sumchus in this case.